this is the end of the tour, you should now find yourself back where you started.
There's one final design detail we can look at. It's the Chamber Building, formerly known as the Royal Exchange. Built in 1850, it was modelled on Dutch cloth halls. Again, like the McManus it faces, it was built on marshland, north of the old city walls. The soggy ground meant the foundations kept slipping about the place, resulting in the majestic crown steeple needing to be removed. Parts of the building tilt at an angle as steep as the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
It's currently home to a Real Ale pub chain, a function suite and Fleet Collective. I do know that Fleet Collective are named after a notorious Dundee gang from the 70s and 80s, the Lochee Fleet. All the gangs were location-based. You had the Fintry Shams, the Haltoun Huns, the Beechwood Mob, Kirkton Huns, Goordie Troop, Meenus Hill Boot Boys, Craigie Nutters, Dry Bramad Squad, Ardler Pirates, Balgay Boys, Charleston Crazy Tongs, the Proper Mental Coalside Terrors, Douglas Toddy, and the Young Stobie Boys. They were identified by different coloured jumpers knitted by their mothers or grandmothers.
Fleet Collective is similar in that they're a loose cooperative of designers, slackers, chancers and other woolly so-called creative types who most likely haven't done a hard day's work in their lives. I had to go down to London and go through hell to set up my design practice, and they're just here in Dundee flaunting it without a care in the world. I hope the boggy land reclaims the whole building, sucking them down with it.
Ah, it's been a lovely tour today. I'm reminded of a local saying, life moves michty fest, tak a minute and hae a swatch aroond.
I very much enjoyed that, Anna.
Yes, I did too, Kevvy.
I designed a Noubliette in Fintry. Would you like to come and see it?
Yes, please, Kevvy. That sounds simply delightful.
The Design Details walking tour was produced by Ryan McLeod. It was written by Zoe Vendertozzi and Ed Broughton, performed by Anna Stewart and Kevvy Parr. Additional material was by Lyle Bruce.